Welcome back to Tea Time with the Boys.
Wow, that was really insane.
We've tried recording this episode twice now, and
this is the third time.
Yeah, and here we are, wonderful COVID doing this to us. Beautiful. Actually, no, this isn't even COVID doing this to us anymore. It's Doug Ford. Let's be real. It's Douglas.
Yeah, you're facts. You're spin facts.
So we're going to go over the same stuff that we went over in two episodes that we tried to record. But, so the first thing we talked about was this Chinese rocket.
Oh, goddamn. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
DixBuzz just posted the debris of a rocket launched by China. It's set to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere this weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to come in this weekend.
It's possible that it can kill someone. That's what it says.
Basically, they launched the rocket, and what did it do? It took the thruster with it or something?
I think it took the launcher with it.
It accidentally took the launcher, and won't surprise you if it accidentally hits the White House.
No, that's 100%. That'd be so funny. Well, it'd be funny and not funny, but.
Because, it'd be funny.
It'd be funny in the terms of, wow, we knew it. It'd be unfunny in the terms of, wow, this is World War III.
A bunch of people just died, and World War III will commence momentarily.
Yeah, exactly. The memes were a year late, or a year early, sorry.
The draft is going to re-enter.
Dude, drafting was so horrible. I didn't even realize, how awful it was, but in the States, it was really bad. It was just like you would sit in the bar, you look up at the TV screen, you wait for your number to be called, or your birthday, and if your birthday was called, off to war you went.
Really? That's how it worked?
That's how it worked. That's awful, dude.
That's shitty.
Yeah, and so if you were over the age of 18, then you went.
The boys go into war?
That was for NOM. I don't know how it worked for other ones, but that's how they did it for NOM.
The boys go into war?
I hope not. Ever.
I don't want to.
That would suck. I don't understand why wars even happen anymore. I honestly cannot get mad.
If the boys went to war, I'd probably die first.
No, we'd all die first.
Dude, 360 no scope.
I'd probably do something dumb and be like,
man, try to get a 360 no scope and die.
We'll be going into we'll be like breaching like a building, and I'll be like, "Run the ting, fam, and just die." I'll just die.
Run the ting. That's how you know the Canadians are coming. You should run the ting.
Throw the Toronto Waste Men if they're a platoon. If the Toronto Waste Men are a platoon, it'll just be constant run the ting, fam. We breach in the door, fam.
Oh God, that's funny. But no, so this thing's scheduled to land, and the funniest part about it is that China was like, well, it's going to land somewhere in this area, and then they showed like a map of the entire world, basically. And we're like, thanks, China.
In like an ocean or like a desert or something.
The odds of it landing in the ocean are way better than anything else. Like, way better.
Yeah.
We were reading that yesterday.
Watch it like land in the ocean and then like hit like a fucking like U.S. like Navy ship or like a submarine or something.
Drops on Hawaii.
Yeah, and then it'll be like, you purposely did that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all very sketchy. But it is what it is, and it's gonna drop where it drops, and the outcome of it will be the outcome of it. And there's nothing we can do.
Joe Biden's probably been living in the bunker for the past like 3 days, or however long it's been, they announced.
Sitting there with a nuclear football in his hands.
Literally, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's that, and also in other world news, we talked about Colombia and the riots in Colombia, which I don't know much about.
And I said that we should probably keep the positive on a happy note.
Thanks. It's so weird. It's like all.
What did you say?
That's what he said last time we were talking about this. I think it was attempt number two.
We should keep the podcast to a happy note today, because we were talking about the rocket, and then we were talking about Columbia and stuff.
Happy to talk about?
We don't know.
Well, let's check the latest in news, boys. There's got to be something happy in there, right?
It's not like there's anything happy in our personal lives. We literally have French in some bullshit project. That's really all we have.
No, but it's been nice out the past few days, other than raining like it has been for the past 2 weeks. So that's been nice.
Hey, here's good news, boys. Here's happy news. Canada sets a new single-day vaccination record, logging more than 400,000 doses.
Nice.
400,000 people. And for all you Americans, that's actually quite a lot in Canada. It's not very much where you come from, but it's quite a lot in Canada.
Not at all.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good amount for us. Amazon pauses Prime Day event in Canada amid COVID-19 outbreak. Oh, okay. Well, got sad again.
Not much happy shit on there, not gonna lie to you.
No, the one thing we can be happy about is supposedly this lockdown should be over in the next 2 weeks.
Supposed to be.
I think it will be.
I think the lockdown will go away, but we'll still be in like a heavy zone or whatever.
We'll be in the red zone.
Yeah, whatever the hell.
But I also think that people are gonna stop caring. Like, I think it's gonna become. I think it's gonna become decriminalized. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna be seen outside with friends, and police just aren't gonna do anything because. Doug Ford take away the arbitrary power after what happened in Gravenhurst?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so basically, like, that kid got pushed over. I don't know who listened, but I think it was 2 weeks ago we talked about a kid who got pushed over by a police officer.
Skateboard.
In Morgan and I's hometown of Gravenhurst.
I guess.
The police officer, I don't know what happened with that, but they're under investigation and everything, and I'm pretty sure Doug Ford took away the arbitrary power that he gave to police officers. So I don't think police officers are actually allowed to bring you home and stuff anymore. So I think it is getting better, and I think it's going to become decriminalized to a point where police, like, people aren't even going to enforce it. Like, there's going to be so many people going out anyways that it's not going to matter. Like, I think at this point, the virus is just going to spread. I think this is when we're going to see the most cases rise, but it's also not going to be as bad because of how many vaccinations we've already had, right? So there may be more cases, but that doesn't mean that hospitals will see an influx, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think we're gonna hit a point where everybody's like, because I think Doug Ford's realized that he's really not in a position to say, like, to tell us what to do anymore. I think he's kind of realized that, like, people are just gonna disobey his rules no matter what. So I think he's gonna take this lockdown off, and I think he's gonna take the restrictions down, and people are just gonna open up. I really think it's gonna end.
Like that.
Yeah,
like, people from our school, at least, like, a TikTok yesterday, and it's like. Well, you already know, it's, like, Alex and all of her friends. They're
like, they're you gotta stop saying, man.
Don't say names.
There's a billion Alexes, bro. Like, that's not that, I didn't say her last name.
Or you just said it to her.
So?
God damn.
What's the point?
Okay, keep going.
It doesn't matter. No, I was on TikTok yesterday, and, all of them hanging out together, like nothing's happening. I'm like, bro, they're the ones that literally complain about the lockdown, but they're all hanging out.
It's people that complain about the lockdown that are causing the lockdowns. But no, I honestly think that the lockdowns are going to stop. I think the restrictions are going to stop. I think the world is, or not the world, but I think Canada's going to start opening back up. Just because I think we're getting enough vaccines out now that it's going to stop affecting us.
Apparently, Chaff is signing up to get his vaccine.
Yeah, he's 18, right? So.
Yeah, so he's like signed up. I don't think he's like signed up, but like he's going to.
Yeah, no, you can. We can. People in their 18th year, like, I'm pretty sure we can apply right now, and we can get it in like June at some point.
Thanks.
So, That's a plus side. I think really what the world needs to do right now is just turn their attention to India and helping India, because India is getting absolutely trashed by this virus right now. I don't know if you guys have seen the counts and everything, but India a few days ago made up 43% of every new case in the world.
Sheesh.
43% in one country. And like, they already make up like, I'm pretty sure they make up like pretty much close to 1/7 of the population, right?
Oh no, the world population. It's like, it's basically a seventh or more.
Yeah. How much of the population?
Well, they're like 1.2 billion in that area. What is it? What is Canada? What is the world like? 7 point something?
Yeah, so there's 1.366 billion people in India. Making it one of the most populated countries in the world, and also giving it like about a seventh. No, China is more populated.
Of course.
I think China's the most populous. Most populated countries. Cool. China's the first one, then India, and then the United States. And really? The thing is, yeah, it's so weird. It's like, it's India.
There's a big gap between India and the United States.
There really is. Like, it's 1.3 billion in India and 300 million in United States.
Yeah, there's a billion person difference between India and the United States.
It's insane. And it's 1.4 billion in China.
God.
So, no, it's really awful what's going on over there. It reminds me of like Italy when the virus first started. Everybody was like, people were just dying in the streets because of it. Like, that's awful.
Italy was hit bad with the coronavirus.
Yeah. So there's I think we just need to turn our attention to India, to helping India, honestly. Because there's not much that we can really do for ourselves anymore. Because as I said, people aren't going to follow the rules, and that's just kind of that, you know. But yeah, so I'm sitting here drinking flat soda water.
Let's go,
dude. My Soda Stream ran out of carbonation like probably 2 weeks ago.
The nitrogen or something?
CO2. Normal-ass bottled water.
Because this tastes so much better. It's just like, it's just gas water now. It's so much better, dude. It's so much better.
It's gas water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Lewis isn't wrong, but like,
it tastes better than the water.
Okay.
It does, bro. It does. Makes it so much better. The other day, I was like, I'll just get a regular bottle of water. So I filled up my SodaStream bottle with just water, and I brought it up to my room. It was like midnight. And I sat there, and I started watching something. And I took a sip of my water bottle, and I was like, nope. That's not going to do it.
So I'm not serious. No.
That's not going to do it. Lewis is too posh for...
I went down and carbonated the rest of it. So, yeah, that's my life right now. Just carbonating SodaStream bottles full of nothing.
Carbonating water is Lewis's entire life right now.
Pretty much, dude. Pretty much. We do have a pretty killer video coming out this Monday, though. Let me tell you, boys, it's gonna be good. It is gonna be good. Thanks. This one is the one that I've been the most excited about. Oh, and also, people don't know this yet. We have a TikTok now.
We thought we might as well.
Yeah, we...
TikTok still blowing away.
We needed people to... TikTok's one of the biggest platforms right now. And if you're going to get big, you got to have a TikTok. So we made a TikTok account. And we should have a TikTok coming up today at some point.
Let's go.
So, it's already gotten a lot of support in the first 2 days of us having it. So, it's very good, and you can always find that in our Instagram bio. You can find anything in our Instagram bio, literally anything. Linktree is a wonderful company. but yeah, and we also, actually, no, I guess I shouldn't say that. That's never mind. I can't do that yet. I'm still getting used to what we can say and what we can't say. Not in terms of like political correctness or whatever, but in terms of what we're allowed to release to the public yet and not release. You know what I mean? Because like it's obviously like, we have a journal. For people who don't know, we have a journal chock full of video ideas that we just can't tell anybody. I want to tell people so bad because they're so good. Like, I wish people knew, but we can't tell people until we do them. But that just means that this summer is going to be insane. It's going to be good. I'm excited, boys.
It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. I am excited. Anyways, boys, I guess we'll wrap this up here. Wrap her up, yeah.
Wrap her up.
Like a nice little gift.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put it under the tree for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, eh?
Ooh, yeah. I can't stand people who actually talk like that.
Oh, yeah, bud. Fucking like, rights, bud.
Yeah, it's the fucking rights, dude. Like, you'll, that's the one thing I can't stand about,
The hockey boys?
It's the hockey boys that do it. Like, you say something to them and they're like, oh, fucking right. Like, it's so annoying. It's so annoying.
That was Logan's entire...
And then everyone thinks that all Canadians talk like that. It's like, that
was Logan's entire auto class.
It's because of these people that I have to, whenever I meet an American person, I have to pronounce Canadian goose, or I have to pronounce about. Like,
about.
That's how they think they,
a boot.
That's how the Americans think we say about, is a boot.
They can shut up.
Like, they...
Oh, yeah. It's oh, so yeah, fun. Bud.
Oh, fucking
rich,
buddy.
Now we're just going to start doing fucking this on the podcast. We're going to start talking like...
Every time
like
we get in, welcome back to Tea Time with the Boys. Bye.
we got a few double-doubles here from Timmy's.
Double-doubles. Oh, I'm sitting here in my box of Timbits here.
I got my double-double in my top bar right here.
The guys and I, last weekend, we were out on the pond, yeah. And
we busted out the twigs,
played some stick and puck.
Let's get a few genius key clappers real quick.
Alright, well, time to wrap this up.
Yeah, we'll actually wrap this up real quick. Obviously, follow us on Instagram if you haven't already, @TheRealArtichoke. If you don't
follow the TikTok too.
Follow the TikTok, which is, I believe, @BraceridgeBoys. That one's a pretty easy one to find. Yeah, it's @TheBraceridgeBoys. So follow us there. Obviously, on TikTok, we're gonna be posting things like podcast clips, just little edits of us, little YouTube clips, just some of our best moments, really. And that's what's gonna go up on our TikTok. So if you like the podcast, you really like the YouTube videos, you're definitely going to want to see that. And with TikTok, I think you're getting a little bit of the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff, you know? The stuff we don't usually post, stuff like that, just small stuff that's not, like, doesn't go on the podcast, or it's not big enough to go on YouTube. I think some stuff's going to go there, too. So, obviously, make sure to go follow us on TikTok, @TheBraceridgeBoys, and subscribe to our YouTube, Bracebridge Boys.
Fucking right, bud.
We post weekly beautiful content. These past 2 weeks, we've... I can't take you seriously. These past 2 weeks, we've posted our best of moments of season 2 and season 3 of the podcast. And this coming week is going to be an incredible video. Stay tuned for that one. That one's going to be so good. And once we actually get back to filming, then you're going to see probably some of the best content you've ever seen in your lives. Just saying.
Probably.
Just saying.
Probably. Maybe.
So obviously do all that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support through this tough time.
Fucking right, bud.
And everybody have a great week. And once again, sorry that this episode is a day late.
We had technical difficulties.
That's Douglas's bad.
It's called Lewis difficulties.
If you didn't like the fact that this episode was late, please DM us photos of you DMing Doug Ford. trying to get this lockdown to end. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great week.
Fucking right,
bud.